So, we're pretty much done. You just need to walk diagonally through this park now to bring us back to where we began. And I've been thinking about how to end. Whose voice might appear one last time from the past? And I decided on this woman. Not Henry's wife, Catherine, but someone we've not met before. A woman called Eleanor Pridmore.
My husband didn't get it at first. When I put the paper down in front of him, when I said that this was the chance we were looking for, to escape from farming with its endless ups and downs, when I pointed at it, by means of the Oakham Canal, which joins the Reek at Melton Mowbray in Leicestershire, a communication has been opened with the Trent, which has given rise to an inland trade of some consequence, particularly in the necessary article of coal. What about it? He said. So I told him of what I had in my mind. And within a matter of months, James Pridmore Bryan became a coal dealer at Oakham Wharf. I'm a Ketton girl. Jim's from Wakerley, across the border, south of the Welland. Both from farming stock and both knowing hard times. And now we've plenty of children in the house and one more in my belly and not a care in the world when it comes to feeding them all because business is thriving. Everyone used to burn wood in Rutland. Now there are only 4 or 5 parishes that use it as their principal fuel. For the rest of us, it's coal. Then there are all the big houses, with plenty of those, and they burn coal like you wouldn't believe. Provided by us, the coal dealers. Edward Clay of Castle Lane, George Lewis of Dean's Lane, Joseph Rawlings of High Street. Oh yes, things are moving. The streets are busier, there are hundreds more people, houses are going up. Trades are thriving, shops are opening. We've got 4 stonemasons and bricklayers and 3 brickmakers that weren't here before. But our story isn't going to end here in Oakham. I know exactly what's going to happen to us. Don't ask me how, I just do. We'll make our fortune here in this new trade. We'll move to London. By the time we're halfway through this new century, we'll have 2 sons working in the trade as well, from the Somerset Wharf. And by then, Jimmy and I, along with 4 of our children and 2 grandchildren, will be living in Gilbert Street, Westminster. And we'll have a servant too. All because of the Oakham Canal and those that invested in the project to make it happen.
That's always the way, isn't it? There are those who see the opportunities in things and say yes, and others who wait to see how everything will turn out and often miss the boat. When the canal closed, Oakham was 2/3 bigger than it had been when the first spades were struck into the earth. There were over 1,000 more people living here. At its peak, the inland waterway system created a network of 4,500 miles. That's about the same as the motorways today. And 15.5 miles of those were the ones from Melton to Oakham. That's it. You should be back at the church and the car park by now, or nearly so. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I have. Do tell people about this. And if you want to help out with the Green Corridor project to keep things moving forwards, then do get in touch with them. I'm sure they'll be pleased to hear from you and will give you something to do that will help keep the story of the canal alive and the landscape it created in as good a condition as can be. Goodbye.
This audio walk was written by Andy Barrett and produced by Excavate in partnership with the Oakham Canal Green Corridor Project. Our main narrator was read by Sue Curtis, Henry the Baker by Steve Green, and Catherine, his wife, by Margaret Glenn. The other parts were read by Mick Barker, Richard Billington, Trev Clark, Rob Collis, Paul Cundy, Joy Everett, Barbie Jenkins, Paula McKillop, Reed McKillop, Tom Morley, Jamie Mulvaney, Christian Oboko, Jill Waite, and Chris West Sadler. Recording and editing took place at JT Sower in Nottingham with Rich Collins, and Uppingham School with Rob Pisani from Rutland and Stamford Sound. And the sound design was by Adam P. McCready. The music for the Battle of Saxby Bridge section was provided by Rutland Morris. The project was funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, and we would like to thank all of those who worked on the research, who shared their stories, and assisted in any other way with the making of this walk.